Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms, then becoming more isolated, highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear 70. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies around 90, and Thursday night, chance of scattered storms. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier announced yesterday that he's dropping out of the 2022 race for governor after being diagnosed with prostate cancer. Collier was governor for a little less than a year, elevated from lieutenant governor in January of 2018, when Governor Sam Brownback resigned to become U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. Collier narrowly lost his 2018 primary bid, polarizing conservative Chris Kobach, who alienated moderate GOP and independent voters and lost to Governor Laura Kelly that November. The school boards in Arkansas City and Mulvane last night voted in favor of mask mandates for all of their buildings beginning tomorrow. While acknowledging challenges with masks, KWCH-TV reports that the Ark City School Board discussed how dozens of students are having to quarantine with COVID-19 cases continuing to climb. Tuesday Kansas News, here on the Mid-America Network. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Fire crews found the body of a 50-year-old man while they were putting out several small fires inside an East Wichita home yesterday morning. Our news partners at Cake TV report just before 9:45 yesterday morning, the Sedgwick County Fire Department responded to a structure fire just south of the Crestview Country Club. Fire crews first put out a fire in the garage before moving into the home. While putting out the small fires in the home, crews found the body of a man. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death, but say there appears to be no foul play. Evergy yesterday announced its effort underway to assist with Hurricane Ida recovery. The company said the effort includes sending line crews and supporting personnel to help restore power in New Orleans. Evergy said it's already released 400 transmission and distribution lines and 100 vegetation contractors to help restore power in the New Orleans area. Some crews departed yesterday. The remainder were set to head out today. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. The family of a Nebraska Marine who was among the 13 U.S. service members killed in a suicide bombing attack at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan say that they've been overwhelmed with support ever since the 23-year-old's death last week. Corporal Dagan William Tyler Page served in the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment, based at Camp Pendleton prior to his death Thursday. The family said in a statement they've been truly moved by the selfless generosity of the countless friends who have showed up at our house armed with hugs and food and flowers. Traffic fatalities on roads and highways in Nebraska are down in 2021 when compared with previous years, especially fatalities involving motorcyclists. The Omaha World-Herald reports the state has recorded 126 fatalities as of last Friday. That's down 154 from the same time in 2020. Motorcycle deaths are down by some 70%. Mid-America Network News.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales. Office expired month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County authorities called in the Kansas Bureau of Investigation to assist with determining a cause of death of a Greenleaf man, 40-year-old Daniel Little, whose body was discovered at 2020 11th Road Greenleaf on August 29. Shortly after 2:30 p.m., it was reported to Washington County Sheriff's Office, who responded, "Cause of death and other factors are pending investigation. No further details will be released immediately." If anyone has information with regards to the death of 40-year-old Daniel Little of Greenleaf, either Saturday evening or Sunday morning, please contact the Sheriff's Office in Washington County or the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME. Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County Commissioners last week, reporting the Kansas Department of Transportation Cost Share Grant has opened back up. A potential grant for development of 11th Terrace leading to a proposed new jail site and proposed business park is being considered. Barber feels that to be competitive, the board will need to pledge a higher match amount, suggesting 40% to 50%. Commissioner Kiekhaefer was absent. The remaining board members feel it's best to discuss when all three commissioners are in attendance. County Clerk Sandra Wilson pointed out where the adjustments were made to give an option to lower the mill levy to 47.092. Tentative schedule for a budget hearing is September 13th. The board will discuss these proposals at the next meeting, and if more adjustments are needed, we'll push back the budget hearing another week. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week heard that BG Consultants recently did a survey at the landfill, advising that the county would build a new berm for the construction demolition pit. This could extend the use of the pit for 8 to 10 years. Commissioners approved raising the pay of election officers to $10 from the previous federal minimum wage. Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting hosted a public hearing to hear support and or opposition to proposed changes to Gage County wind regulations. There were 14 exhibits presented. Topics discussed included protecting county roads, setback distance for non-participating residents, process of decommissioning and or restoration of turbines, effects on those with sensory disabilities, shadow flicker, height of turbines, transmission lines, sound decibel levels, effects on growth of small towns and villages, whether setbacks should be from the residence or the property line, whether to include game and parks, recreation areas, national parks, cemeteries, effects on growth of the county, and effects on people's mental and physical health. Distance of turbines from other uses appeared to be the primary concern of residents. No action was taken following the hearing. Supervisors gave no indication as to when further decisions would be considered. Supervisors earlier had opened a public hearing and received no comment regarding a permit for an ag pesticide herbicide storage facility proposed in Highland Township, which was recommended for approval by Planning and Zoning. That request was approved by supervisors unanimously. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall will make town hall stops in Marshall and Washington County Wednesday, September 1st. He'll be at Landau Lanes in Marysville from 5 until 6 p.m. and at the FNB Bank Meeting Room in Washington from 6:30 till 7:30 p.m. Wednesday. Public is welcome. Kansas Commissioner of Education Randy Watson will be in Marysville Wednesday, September 1st, for a community conversation on Kansas education. Among a series of 50 stops in Kansas that began late July, the meeting is to allow feedback on the state's vision for K-12 education. Parents, educators, business, and community members are welcome to attend. The program begins Wednesday, 9 a.m. at Landau Lanes in Marysville. Last Wednesday, Hanover and Washington fire departments were dispatched for a report of a house fire at 2856 22nd Road. Also last Wednesday, an injury accident was reported in Washington at E and 4th Streets. Tyler Smith entered the intersection same time as a cyclist. Smith struck the cyclist, who was transported by private vehicle to the Washington County Hospital. Joyce Gudenkauf, age 78, formerly of Elites, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Gudenkauf. Darlene K. Landon Post Barnes, age 81, formerly of Okito, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Okito. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Darlene Landon Post Barnes. Mackenzie C. McClellan, age 29, of Topeka, passed away Sunday. She's the daughter of Carmen and Mike Lee of Marysville. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kinsey McClellan. Nelda A. Gunther, age 83, formerly of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6 until 7, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Nelda Gunther. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swedish meatballs with egg noodles, green beans, and apricots. Tomorrow's menu, pork loin, cheesy potato, asparagus, and apple crisp. KNDY News Time, 717.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a stationary boundary with some showers and thunderstorms that will continue to push across the area, continuing to bring us some rain showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise clearing skies. That moves through. High pressure system builds in for tomorrow, continuing into Thursday. Sunny skies, dry weather before another low will bring us more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into Friday, continuing into the weekend. Temperatures much better than last week. We will see temperatures ranging in the 80s. So across the area, showers and thunderstorms early, then becoming partly sunny with isolated storms late, temps in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear, upper 60s. For Thursday, sunny skies, high of 90. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August 86, record high on this date 109, the average low 63, and the record low 43. Sunset this evening 8 p.m., sunrise in the morning at 6:55. A severe thunderstorm warning for Gage County in southeast Nebraska has been extended from 7:15 until 8 a.m. The line of thunderstorms is moving south, just approaching northern Gage County at this hour. That activity will continue to track south into our listening area. during the morning hours today. Breezy this morning, and we're at 69 degrees with a cloudy overcast. That's checking the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 31st of August. KNDY News Time 719. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn-ins? Burn-ins or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
The Yankees coming back to earth and the return of the U.S. Open. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After reeling off 13 straight wins, the Yankees' sudden swoon continued in Anaheim against Shohei Ohtani and the Angels.
Here's the 1-1 delivery. And there's a ball that's absolutely blasted out to right field. You can kiss it goodbye.
The call on KLAA. Ohtani hit his 42nd home run of the campaign and the fifth most in the bigs. The Halos outslugged the Yanks 8-7. One of baseball's top rookies added his name to the record books at the Trop.
Swing line drive, base hit left field. Zunino scores. Cruz being waved on his way to the plate. And the throw, the tag by Vasquez. He missed the baseball.
On WDAE, with his two-run single, Wander Franco tied Hall of Famer Mel Ott for the fifth longest on-base streak by a player under age 21. 30 consecutive games. The Rays down the Red Sox 6-1 for their eighth straight win. Tennis, the U.S. Open kicked off with the return of fans to Flushing Meadows. In a nearly five-hour marathon, men's three-seed Stefanos Tsitsipas rallied with wins in the fourth and fifth sets to outlast 2012 champ Andy Murray. Afterwards, though, Murray said he believed his opponent had an unfair advantage, citing a medical timeout Tsitsipas took after the third set and a lengthy bathroom break after winning set four.
I feel it influenced the outcome of the match. Not necessarily. I'm not saying I necessarily win that match for sure, but it had influence on what was happening after those breaks, and but I have zero time for that stuff at all.
Tsitsipas denied breaking any rules and said he was changing his clothes in the bathroom. On the women's side, defending champ Naomi Osaka beat Marie Buzkova in straight sets, and rising star Coco Gauff rallied to beat Magda Linette 5-7, 6-3, and 6-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
It's that time again. The annual U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt is September 17th through the 19th. View the maps, find county information to register your sale, or for more general information, go to USHWY36.com. That's USHWY36.com. Get ready to hunt with the Highway 36 treasure hunt September 17th through the 19th.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Trump administration's navigable water protection rule has been vacated by a federal judge in Arizona who said allowing it to remain in place risks serious environmental harm, particularly in the arid Southwest. Last month, a federal judge in South Carolina granted EPA and the Corps' request to reconsider the rule without scrapping it. This time around, the plaintiffs, including the Pascua Yaqui tribe in Arizona and other tribes around the country, persuaded a judge to get rid of it. Earth Justice, an environmental law organization that represents the tribe, said the outcome ensures the Clean Water Act protections are in effect while the Biden administration works to develop a new rule. Referring to the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, U.S. District Judge Rosemary Marquez said the seriousness of the agency's errors in enacting the NWPR and the likelihood the agencies will alter the NWPR's definition of waters of the U.S. and the possible serious environmental harm if the NWPR remains in place upon remand, all weigh in favor of remand with vacate. The Biden administration currently taking input on a new rule to replace the NWPR, but has yet to formally withdraw the rule itself. Government asking the court to remand the rule, but allow it to remain in place. Arizona Farm Groups intervened to defend the NWPR. Gas Buddy's weekly price outlook shows lower prices than last week, but expect an increase following Hurricane Ida. Over the next few weeks, the national average may rise 5 to 15 cents a gallon or so, subject to damage assessments that are going on now. The Renewable Fuel Association says the EPA can take action to minimize the hurricane's impact on fuel prices. In a letter to EPA, RFA's Jeff Cooper said, "We ask the EPA to take steps to immediately allow fuel terminal operators, blenders, and marketers to increase their use of fuel ethanol to help fill the void of gasoline supplies created by refinery shutdowns." That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Brazilian farmers will harvest just under 94 million tons of corn this season. 10 harvest forecasters indicating a fall of 8.5% from the last forecast due to a severe drought. Second crop corn failure will lead to higher imports and lower exports of the crop. The forecasters say Brazil, home to some of the world's largest meat processors, will need to keep the grain to make it livestock feed. One agribusiness cut her corn export forecast to 22.5 million tons, down from a previous prediction of 32 million tons. She estimates Brazilian corn import needs may reach 4 million tons. If the dry weather persists, corn yields may fall even further in some of the key corn-producing states in Brazil. In April, a poll of 11 forecasters predicted a record corn crop of 107 million tons, but poor weather has damaged that. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, Britain is negotiating to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or CETPP. Talks began recently to join the trade deal Britain sees as crucial to its post-Brexit pivot away from Europe. That's according to Reuters. The CPTPP agreement removes 95% of tariffs between its members, including Japan, Canada, Mexico, and others. While joining the agreement won't significantly increase exports for Britain, it will lock in market access and increases market influence. Britain will need to demonstrate it can meet the existing members' standards on tariff removal and trade liberalization and provide clear details on how and when it will do so. The United States left the trade agreement, then known only as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, during the Trump administration. However, during his campaign, President Biden expressed the possibility of renegotiating and rejoining CPTPP. Ag News, Market Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP, for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Wheat researchers are amazing. They're constantly working to help farmers produce more bushels per acre. Kaufman Seeds sells AgriPro, who has succeeded in producing wheat seeds with good overall disease package to fight leaf rust, stripe rust, and varieties, which are very good under drought and stress. Those names include AP18AX, SY Benefit, Bob Dole, Everrock, Monument, Roadrunner, Rugged, and Wolverine. Call the sales crew at Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
A century ago, Americans consumed 65 pounds of sugar per person annually. How do we compare today? The sweet details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 31st, the 243rd day of the year. Actor Richard Gere and singer Van Morrison share a birthday. Just how much of a sweet tooth does America have? The most recent estimate from the USDA says, on average, each of us consumes 156 pounds per year. Think of it, that's over 35-pound bags of the sweet stuff. Most of that, of course, is not in crystallized form. It's hidden in everything from crackers to ketchup in the form of high fructose corn syrup. And a full third of our sugar consumption is accounted for in one product, soft drinks. If you're trying to kick the soda habit, try switching to sparkling water with a splash of fruit flavor added. Many people find it's the fizz they crave, not the sweetness. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Breezy, cloudy, 69 degrees. High is only around 80 today, and approaching a thunderstorm band in southeast Nebraska is prompting a thunderstorm warning until 8 a.m. for Gage County. The activity tracking south is just moving into northern Gage and Jefferson counties and will likely continue moving across our listening area through the morning hours.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday Royals news. Yes, they had a day off yesterday, but honors are on the way to the hottest player for the Kansas City Royals. Salvador Perez yesterday named the American League Player of the Week. He hit 357 in seven games, including six home runs and 14 RBI. He hit home runs in five consecutive games. The Royals return to action today, hosting the Cleveland Indians. While we're talking top athletes, if there was any doubt, there shouldn't be now. Patrick Mahomes is the league's best player, as voted by his peers and the media in the NFL's top 100 list. Mahomes landed at number 4 on the list last year, despite being the NFL MVP and a Super Bowl champion with an MVP there as well. His record-breaking pace wasn't denied this time around, and he wasn't the only chief on the list. Travis Kelce landed at number 5, Tyreek Hill at number 15, and Chris Jones ranked 34. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, it's time to refill the bill and cheer on your Wildcats at the home opener against Southern Illinois Saturday, September 11th. Tickets start at just $30 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Tailgating, the pregame band show, new beer gardens, and so much more that you missed last season. It's finally time to refill the bill, and we can't wait to see you. Go Cats!
KNDY.
You saved your money, boy. Bought you some shoes. The highway called and you heard its cue. I know you thought you had to be, but now you're leaving on a one-way street. It's a hard, hard lesson, but you're gonna have to learn it. It's a long, cold swim up against the current. Somewhere down the line, you're gonna have to turn it around.
certain gonna reap just what you sow. And all you planted was heartache and pain. Don't look now, but it looks like rain. It's a